Before the Affordable Care Act went into effect, South Dakota had as many as 17 individual health insurance providers. Now the state has two, Avera and Sanford. Conservative state leaders say that happened because Obamacare forced insurers out of the marketplace. However, the CEO of Avera Health Plans says the state's market isn't big enough to host 17 individual health providers. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this report.
Before the Affordable Care Act, South Dakota had 17 insurers offering individual health insurance policies. Now we just have two.
That's South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard. He says the only reason Avera and Sanford are able to survive in the state is because of their integrated health system, a cooperation between the two that saves them money. Dugard, along with South Dakota's congressional delegation, often point to the high watermark of 17 individual health insurance providers before Obamacare, now only two, as the litmus test for the law's shortcomings. They say the ACA reduced competition while the cost of premiums went up. The law requires insurers to provide essential benefits and cannot drop anyone for a pre-existing condition. Others say the drop in providers is more complicated. Deborah Mueller is the CEO of Avera Health Plan. She says it's difficult for large carriers to stay in South Dakota because of the state's small customer base.
The market that we hear the most about right now in South Dakota, because we're a non-expansion state for Medicaid, is the individual market. And in that particular market, that's only 7% of those that receive health insurance coverage in the state of South Dakota. It's not that big. So it's difficult for a business plan from a large carrier to say this makes sense to come into the state.
Mueller says Avera will always welcome competition in South Dakota. In Washington, Republican efforts to overhaul the health care law are on hold during the August recess. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.